Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. So we get many calls and emails about cats in the community, like, what can I do about all these cats roaming around the parking lot where I work, or can you help me with these stray cats around my house? It's a big issue, and it's helpful to consult with an experienced person in these cases. Usually, not always, the cats are living free, fending for themselves, and reproducing in great numbers. They are feral, and coming up on October 16th is National Feral Cat Day. So to explain more, I'm very pleased to welcome Becky Robinson. She's co-founder and president of Alley Cat Allies. Welcome to the program, Becky.
Thank you very much for having me.
Becky, for the uninitiated, describe what a feral cat is and how do they live?
Well, everybody has seen a cat that we can call them feral, barn cats, alley cats, whatever name you call them. We've all seen them, and most of us have fed them. And certainly the word stray is often a word that we all use, and that's correct as well. But they're cats that are living outside on their own, and they live around us, amongst us, and they have done that for not just years or decades or even hundreds of years. They have been living around us for thousands of years. They're all the same cat. They're all the same species. Whether the cat that's on your lap or the cat that's outside, they're all domestic cats. So these are cats that you just can't touch. They just have not been socialized to people. But they live outside quite fine. They live in with their family groups called colonies, and they can be found virtually everywhere.
And what problems or issues are associated with these feral cats?
Well, first of all, since they have been living amongst us and so many of us care for them, they actually are a part of our society, and they have made a place in no matter what community, in the cities, in the rural areas. And so people see them and they want to help them, and of course, they reproduce. They want to help them because they see mother cats with kittens. They often hear them as well. They may hear them more than they see them because they hear them at night. Perhaps the unneutered male cats are fighting over mates, or they actually hear mating, and they certainly see the kittens when they're born under their porch or in their wood pile. And so the issue that comes up is that people think that the shelters, they make a phone call because we all want to help them. And right. So they make a phone call, and they think that the cats are going to go to a shelter, and they're going to be adopted. And that's really not the case. In fact, that's not the case at all in the large majority of shelters. Cats go into shelters, but very few of them, about 25%. The average nationwide is about one-fourth of the cats that go into shelters are adopted. So they're not owned. The cats that are outside are making do. Believe it or not, they do quite well. And, in fact, studies have shown a study of 100,000 of these cats where they were taken into a spay-neuter clinic. They're quite healthy, so they do quite well outside. And so what we need to do is we need to change our look upon these cats. Our perspective is that they don't need to go to shelters. They don't belong in shelters, and they can stay right where they are. They just need to be spayed and neutered. The reproduction needs to stop. The litters of kittens will stop. When they are humanely trapped and taken to a clinic, they're vaccinated along with being spayed and neutered, and they're ear-tipped. So the issue becomes that we need to change our perspective, and we need to change the response to them, which has been this classic, typical, entrenched response for 100 years, which is we think if we remove them, they're going to be adopted, but they're not going to be, and they're not.
Right, and you are right. People want to help these cats, so they call shelters. Shelters pick them up, or animal control picks them up, and they really don't have a chance in shelters. A lot of shelters just deem them unadoptable because they're feral or they're not socialized. So, in shelters, most of our country shelters are overpopulated anyway with cats, so the euthanasia rate in the shelters are extremely high. That's even with domesticated or friendly cats. So, I hear what you're saying. What, Becky, what sorts of lives do these cats have? Are they sick, terrified, and the prey of coyotes, or do they enjoy a happy existence if the program that you're going to describe is implemented?
Well, when these programs have been implemented, and now I can say that there are, it's called, this whole program, for those that are listening, is called Trap, Neuter, Return. Sometimes it's referred to as Trap, Neuter, Vaccinate, and Return, or Release. The same concept is that they're taken back to their original colony site. They're not trapped and then taken somewhere else and released. So they live quite well. We can't anthropomorphize. That's the first thing that we need to understand, is that those of the cats, that the animals that live with us, they live a completely different lifestyle. They're inside and they're used to us. They're used to being inside. These are cats that their whole life has been outside, and they live together. They live amongst each other. So that is what they know, and they're content. As long as they find their own shelter, oftentimes people do put out little cat houses and their own shelters and built for them. And that often helps, because then the cats can kind of be managed, in the sense that if they're in a neighborhood and some people don't mind them being around, and they let them live on their property in their backyard and under their porch, and other people might not be so fond of that. So the shelters, putting something out for these cats, helps them kind of, you know, decide where they're going to be and where they're going to live. But they live quite well. They, you know, like I said, there are studies, actual clinics, veterinary clinics, that have tracked. They've taken the records and the clinic records of more than 100,000 cats, of feral cats. And, you know, we now call them community cats for this reason, because they live amongst us and we all see them. And some of them, people who feed them can touch them. But for the most part, they have to be humanely box trapped. And this clinic, these clinics track the records and found that less than one half of 1%, so the large 99.5% of these cats were very healthy, and this very, very small one half of 1% were deemed that they were not healthy. They weren't going to neuter and return them, and they were either treated, they were held over and they were treated, or they were euthanized. And that's the true use of that word, euthanasia. And we hear it a lot. But when you go back to the issue of taking them, instead of these trap, neuter, return programs that are now all over the country in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, and in fact, trap, neuter, return is now a policy, the policy in more than 330 communities, 330 local governments have a policy of neutering and returning the cats, just keeping them where they are, but of course stopping the reproduction and vaccinating them. So they've done this because they found that what was happening was that if they're taken, if they're rounded up, if they're removed and they're sent to a pound or shelter, 7 out of 10 are killed. And these are healthy animals. And that's not an appropriate use of the word euthanasia, because euthanasia applies to animals that you want to end their life because they're suffering. They have incurable illnesses. But feral cats, community cats, alley cats are living quite well. They're quite healthy, and they benefit. The number one thing that people can do, which is why there's National Feral Cat Day, October 16th, is they can see that they get spayed and vaccinated and ear-tipped and kept right where they are.
Tell us briefly, as you mentioned, Feral Cat Day is October 16th. What is the history of Feral Cat Day, and what happens on this day? And we just have a minute before the break, so if you could tell us about that. Thank you.
Well, the Feral Cat Day, National Feral Cat Day, was started 13 years ago when Alley Cat Allies was already 10 years into our efforts, and we had formed in 1991. And the idea is that it's one day that everybody can join and bring public awareness about these cats and what they are and what people can do about them. And when they see them and they think that they might just be own cats that are outside, but when they see them, they start to differentiate and they learn the difference and they learn about trap, neuter, return. And then they get involved and they create events. There will be several hundred events this year, just like there were in the previous couple of years. And there will be events like spay-neuter clinics and public awareness and fundraisers. And anybody that's listening can get involved, and they can go to nationalferalcatday.org to learn about it.
Very good. Don't go away. More with Becky Robinson right after the break.
When the corporal is asleep, and he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says, it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 because they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match to the dangers to today's world. The good news is animal behavior experts say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that the outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a crying child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. It's fun for both of you. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there can be no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you not to give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late. This message brought to you by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Welcome back to the program. October 16th is Feral Cat Day, and we're learning about feral cats with Becky Robinson. She's co-founder and president of Alley Cat Allies. Becky, do you know how many feral cats there are in the U.S. and how are population estimates made?
No, well, nobody knows, and there is no real good census. People speculate. We do know that there's about 82 million cats in homes, and, of course, it could be that there are several million feral cats living on their own outside. We just don't know. It could be some experts estimate that it could equal that the number that are in homes. But whatever the number is, you know, what we realize is that we realize the number that we can count more of is what's coming into shelters. Every shelter in the country brings in cats, and most of the time they track them. They're not required to report those numbers all the time in most states, but we do know it's millions of them that are brought into shelters. And on a national average, there's a shelter research done by some experts that showed that 7 out of every 10 cats that are brought to shelters are killed there. So, you know, what we're looking at is, you know, we're talking about National Feral Cat Day, and we're talking about what we need to do today. So for more than, well over a decade, for 13 years, there's been a day that on the grassroots level that people have organized events, and they've educated, and they've created spay-neuter days and clinics that help these cats, because it's a humane response. That's what people want. They want a humane, compassionate response, and that's what trap, neuter, return is. So that's now today. We're in a different place. We're more than 20 years in to the feral cat movement and awareness. Trap, neuter, return is now a household word. Feral cats are. And so a lot of shelters have changed. And before the break, I mentioned that there were 330 policies and ordinances in local governments, and there's just as many shelters and more than that that have actually changed their position, and they just simply don't bring feral community cats into their shelter since they're not going to be adopted. And they're healthy, and they leave them where they are, and they promote and institute these neutering programs that are sound and viable, and they work. And that's what we're calling on this year. We have the name of our National Feral Cat Day this year is the Architects of Change for Cats. And you can be an architect. You can design a new community. If you're in a shelter, you can design your new shelter as you want it to be for life-saving programs. And we even have developed this year blueprints, actual downloadable tools, toolkits that are the blueprints for creating these programs and saving cats' lives.
Becky, briefly, any progress being made in non-surgical sterilization of cats that would, of course, that would avoid a lot of problems?
Yes, there is, but I can tell you that the progress being made, that it's not quite ready yet. It's not marketed. It's not available. We do have people, caregivers, who look after these cats and who are running programs that have written to us and they ask us. And the fact is we still rely on the surgical sterilization, the surgical spay and the surgical neutering. And that is the best for the cats right now. Fortunately, there are incredible spay-neuter clinics all over the country, hundreds of them now, that are high volume, low cost, and high quality, where the surgeons are experts and they know how to do the surgery properly and just as medically sound as if any hospital, any veterinary hospital, but they can do it faster. They've learned how to do it efficiently, the surgery. So there are clinics that will take place on National Feral Cat Day where there could be as many as 100 cats in one day being brought in and anesthetized and spayed or neutered and vaccinated and ear-tipped, and then they recover for one or two nights, and then they're returned to their colony.
Becky, I want to discuss the conflict or difference of opinion the feral cat advocates have with the positions of the bird advocates, like the American Bird Conservancy. That group, for example, claims all cats should be indoor cats, and also that cats kill huge numbers of birds and small mammals they have no business coming in contact with. They also feel that simply collecting and killing the feral cats is a possible remedy. What do you have to say about that? Are their concerns legitimate?
No, the fact is that because cats have lived amongst us for thousands of years and they live around us here in current day in every setting, to do more of the same, which is to round up the cats, that's been done. Rounding up cats and taking them to pounds and shelters has been done for over 100 years. We don't know how many cats have been killed. It could be as many as 100 to 200 million cats. It could be more than that. But certainly every year right now, millions of cats are being killed. They're perfectly healthy, and it actually is not making a difference. It's ironically so sad, it's not only cruel, but it's not making a dent in the overall population. The overall population in a community of cats that are rounded up could be just a small percentage of the total number of cats. And, you know, to do more of the same is just wrong. I mean, what was it that Einstein said? You know, doing more of the same and expecting the different results is insanity. So that's why Alley Cat Allies developed commonsenseforcats.com, and anybody can go there and explains the problem, which is this system that we've had in place that needs to be reformed, that killing more cats is not going to save more birds. Ironically, it's just not. And what we need to do is we need to take a sensible, sound, humane. That's what people want. Americans, you know, we're a nation of animal lovers. We don't want cruel programs. You know, we want programs that reflect our values and our compassion.
Right. Becky, last year a study was published examining the conflict between cat advocates and bird advocates. Like you said, we're all animal lovers here, so we have these people who do care about the birds as well. Has the dialogue improved at all in the past year?
Well, I think you can only look at what you read in the papers right now, the media. But the media loves controversy, and they love sensational headlines. And that's not really, those headlines are not really truly what's going on. That's not reflective of what people are doing. You know, speaking of National Feral Cat Day, and again, let me just give the website. If people really want to know more, they want to get involved, nationalferalcatday.org or alleycat.org, is that people are really, they're voting with their feet. You know, they're actually taking it upon themselves to go out and reinvent their communities. They're taking these blueprints. They're creating these programs. They're launching educational and public awareness, and they are changing our society, and for the good. So we're on a good trend. I would say that because TNR, Trap, Neuter, Return, is the way of the future, it's going to be how our animal control and shelters are operated in a few years.
Okay, Becky Robertson, thank you. Let's make a difference, everyone. Learn about TNR, NationalFeralCatDay.org. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. What's new,
pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. At the end of the day, some companies are up and some are down. The winners are likely increasing revenues, meeting profit targets, improving customer satisfaction. And there's a good chance they're using Kronos Cloud technology to help transform their workforce by controlling labor costs, minimizing compliance risk, and improving workforce productivity. Whether you're a Fortune 500 or small to mid-sized business, find out more about the Kronos Cloud at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-569-4918. That's 1-800-569-4918. 1-800-569-4918.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC Certified Service Experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional-grade service for your professional-grade truck. GMC Certified Service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Classic pair that impresses at a moment's notice. Behold, tomato and basil sauce.
By Bertoli.
A vegetable so bold, an herb so...
basil-y.
Bertoli tomato and basil. The sauce that brings the sauce.
Get ready, spaghetti.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The everyday collection by Target.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hey, welcome back to Animals Today. You know, we were talking the other day about an activity that our group, you know, the sponsoring group of this show, Animals Today, is Advancing the Interest of Animals. We were previously known as Desert Paws, based here in Southern California desert of Palm Springs. And it's a wonderful little community. It's growing. It's a nice place if you don't mind 120 degree heat in the summer. Beautiful the rest of the year. And there's this tradition of the traveling rodeo coming down to Palm Springs. And decades ago, they did it yearly. And it sort of faded away. It stopped for a while. And then a few years ago, it was decided to sort of revive it. So there was one instant, and, you know, and they come. It's a big caravan. There's hangers-on. There's, you know, temporary stadium made. There's promotions, all the things that you would imagine. It's really not a cowboy community we live in, but there are horse people, and there are rodeo fans sort of in the woodwork. And they sort of all come out for a couple of days of these typical rodeo events. And they came for 2 years, and then they stopped coming. And they stopped coming, we believe, mostly through our efforts and our protests, folks. And the, you know, the basis of this is just our basic belief that it's inherently cruel. We just don't accept that this is a legitimate sport. We understand there's skill involved, okay, and there's some athletic ability of the riders. The animals are not athletes. They like to call the animals animal athletes, which is incredible. But we just think that it's inherently cruel, where lots of the animals are injured. They end up euthanized. Many of them are on their way to the slaughterhouse anyway. And it's just an exploitation of animals for entertainment and sport. So that's our orientation on this thing, right, Lori?
That's absolutely correct. And it's not just cruel at the event, but, you know, the transportation of the animals, the whole nine yards from A to Z. I mean, horses' legs get broken, calves' necks get broken, you know, animals fall and hurt people. I mean, it's just not a great event. And then you get these events where they get involved children, like the
mutton busting.
Mutton busting. What is this? Kids ride on sheep and try to hang on like bull riding. I mean, it's real, and it's cruel to the sheep. The sheep's hair is pulled. They fall. They break their legs. They break the kids' legs. I mean, it's just a cruel all the way around.
So what we deployed a couple years ago was we rented this huge video screen, this mobile screen.
Jumbo screen.
And on a truck. And we parked it out right at the front entrance the night before.
It was so great.
And claimed our spot, paid a pretty hefty fee to get this guy out for 2.5 or 3 days. And what we had done was produced a couple of 10-minute videos depicting various clips of the cruel and violent events that are seen in rodeos all over the country, and rodeos in this particular league. So you've got really graphic footage, the animals breaking their legs, the calves who come to the end of the rope violently and their necks are snapped, all that horrible stuff that you could imagine. And we've got this on a video with the sad music, and it's very compelling.
And you got to picture this, this compelling video right there at the entrance when people just, they look up and thinking, oh my goodness.
And the reactions were incredible. I mean, some people just are laughing at us. And we're also we've got about a couple of dozen protesters with signs, and we're engaging with the people as they enter and go. And we've got megaphones, and we're talking to them, and we're taking turns at the mic, singling them out and asking them that, you know, why are they doing this? They should be ashamed. Why are you bringing your kids here? You know, it's very interactive. And of course, you know, it's all nonviolent. We're trying to keep it that way. Police are around and protecting us, and they are aware that we were there. We were there with the blessing of the police department. And it was very moving. We actually convinced a number of people, probably a dozen or more, just to turn away.
Oh, I think we influenced quite a few people. Yeah. People actually came up to us and said, really, does that happen, really? And we'd say, yeah, these are actual footage. This is actual events that occur. And, you know, people would walk away. They'd take their kid by the arm and just walk away.
Now, there are other reactions. One was the typical sort of just avert your gaze and ignore that it's there.
Right.
So I think that sort of goes to a little bit of a denial in there. I mean,
and the others telling us we don't know what the heck we're talking about.
We received a lot of profanity, and then you know, people going by in their cars and honking, and we had a couple of thumbs up of people who were not attending the rodeo. They just were sort of driving by, and they gave us encouragement, and it was a pretty powerful couple of days.
Yeah, and then there were a couple people that wanted to They thought they had a good argument. They would look at my shoes or the belts people were wearing. Well, you wear leather.
Right.
Isn't that the same?
Yes.
And actually, that's, you know, that could be a legitimate argument, okay, if it was true. But we weren't wearing leather. they were faux leather.
Right. So I do remember one particular guy who you were having a fairly normal discussion with, semi-debate, and he was making the argument that this is a tough sport, and these are rough and tough athletes, and that these animals are destined to go to slaughterhouse anyway, and, you know, why are you getting in the way of that? And he said, if you care about animals, you should be protesting outside of the supermarket.
Okay, so, yeah, I do remember. Okay, that's not a great argument.
Okay.
The shoe thing is, because if indeed I was wearing leather, I could see his point, because the production of leather is a very cruel process, like what they're doing out there with the animals on rodeo day. It's a very cruel. But, you know, meat, it's horrible. Factory farms are horrible. It's extremely cruel. We're vegans. But are we going to really be protesting in front of a market? I mean, we're going to look like we're not going to close down any factory farms. We're not going to convince any people not to eat meat.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't help.
So we're going to look like lunatics out there with signs in front of a supermarket. Here, we can at least look like lunatics, but we had an effect. We stopped the rodeo from coming. So
yeah,
it made a difference. So I think, you know, that's the difference there. He has a point, but the point wasn't well taken by me.
Well, I think when you explain to him that we don't eat meat and that we, you know, have a vegan diet and don't wear animal products, I think that lended a little bit of authenticity.
And absolutely.
It sort of knocked back one of his main arguments, which I think must be a common thing in the community.
But similar to the leather and the suede wearing.
Yes.
Right? Very similar.
So another funny element of this was being able to interact with the guys who are on the leading the discussions inside the event.
Yeah.
So our microphone was so loud that we were able to debate the guys inside the rodeo event and go back and forth with them.
Right. That was pretty funny.
So they didn't know how to deal with us. They were totally outclassed by us. No, don't look at that guy pulling the levers behind the shade. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot of video.
We were called nasty names too,
like
you Obama supporting tree hugger, or you flaming liberal. So, you know, a lot of assumptions made.
Well, a lot of nasty stuff too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember the first year, one child driving by in his mother's car. He must have been 8 or 10. He used some profanity against you and told you to get a job also.
I know. I had a few people tell me, get a job.
Get a job.
Okay. All right. I'm an eye surgeon. I have a pretty good job, but I'll get another job.
So what happened here? So this is sort of dipping our toe in the world. It was interesting as an organization, as individuals in an organization, to go out and actually do a physical protest. We're not in a big city. You don't see a lot of real human protests in the Palm Springs area, regardless. So it's nice to get out there and participate and think that you're actually doing something.
And we did. Look at this.
Looks like it was effective.
Rodeo is no longer coming to Palm Springs, California, and
right,
we believe we had an impact on that.
And they did lose money that year.
They did.
And we did make the paper and we created some. We need someone to look at this footage and edit down these debates we had with people, because we've got some great stuff.
It was great.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The Palm Springs Rodeo. Rest in peace.
Yes. I'd explain to people I did not vote for Obama. Okay, don't go away. Peter has news when we get back from the break.
I'm gonna get you.
If you're like most people, you have lots of plans. A financial plan, an eating plan, an exercise plan, a career plan. You also need a plan for the care of your pets when you're no longer able to provide it. Every day, animals are sent to shelters, terrified and confused, or they're euthanized because their owners have become incapacitated or died. Some people don't give the future a thought. Others assume family members will care for their pets. A better way is to name caregivers and provide detailed instructions about your pal's feeding, play, social, and health care needs. But even family and designated caregivers don't guarantee that pets will have a home. Good intentions sometimes take a backseat to life's realities, such as a new spouse who doesn't like animals, a sudden desire to travel the world, or the adoptive caregiver's own infirmity. A legally enforceable pet trust offers the only assurance that your assets will be used as you wish to provide for the comfort and care of cherished animal companions. More than 40 states recognize pet trusts. Check with your attorney, accountant, or state legislator to see if yours does and how to create one. Animals Today urges you to plan for your pet's lifelong well-being. Take steps today so he or she doesn't risk becoming yet another sad shelter statistic.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
For the careful investor, these are challenging times. Thankfully, there's Assured Guarantee. When you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Backed by a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee, the proven leader in municipal bond insurance, for investors who embrace possibilities but invest in certainties.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot, with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Crocodile story from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
So a poor guy, I was just minding his own business at the Humani Lodge where he works, and gets up out of bed, eat breakfast in the morning, and his housekeeper starts screaming there's a crocodile under his bed.
Oh, my God.
So he had just placed his feet down right by the edge of his bed, just inches away from the snout of this 8-foot crocodile. Who just presumably came up from the nearby river and was just hanging out under his bed. So he was humanely sort of grabbed and replaced.
What kind of scream would that be?
I know.
Oh, I mean, would that be the same scream if there was a big lizard under the bed?
I know. A little spider gets you pretty
excited. I know. You couldn't distinguish.
Yeah.
If I scream, you wouldn't distinguish if it was a scream because it was a little lizard or spider or a big 8-foot crocodile.
Yeah, so... I mean, that's got to cause nightmares forever.
Wow.
Yeah. Sad story. In Munster, Germany, in the zoo there, a tiger has killed an employee. Employee apparently forgot to operate the gate properly, and the tiger got killed instantly with one bite into the neck.
Peter, these things are inevitable.
Yeah.
Whether it's human error or the zoo's error or whatever, these things are inevitable.
Yeah. So this tiger was not euthanized or killed, but yes, it's a tragic story, and you're just asking for trouble when you have.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So one of the biggest dog fighting ring busts has occurred in Alabama and Georgia. 367 dogs were rescued from a dogfighting ring, second largest ever. The details are sort of secret so far because they're continuing the investigation. But as usual, there are guns, narcotics, drugs, and a lot of cash, all related to this dogfighting. 12 individuals have been arrested. Illegal gaming and dogfighting charges are coming. And we'll see where that goes. It's incredible that it still goes on. I mean, following the whole Vic fiasco, I didn't realize that you would still find something as big.
Oh, it goes on all the time. And aren't spectators in certain states they're charged too, aren't they?
Yeah, certain states that was an evasive maneuver to say I'm just passing by, or I don't.
Right.
You can't. But now, if you're around a lot of the states, and there's push to make it a national, national law.
Right.
That you can't be a spectator at
right.
these events. So I'll let you know what happens. What happens here with this second biggest?
It's just terrible.
A whole bunch of dogs. I mean, what a shame. And you know, they're injured and they're sick and they're hard to adopt out and
right.
bred just for this.
A lot of them are euthanized.
Yeah.
And then people bring their kids to these events.
Another interesting, Iran. Here's some fun news from Iran. They want to shoot a cat, Persian cat, ironically, into space in a rocket as part of their space exploration program.
Oh, I don't like that.
And I know. I don't know why. Who knows what's in the mind of the Iranian rocket program and really what they're doing and why they want to shoot a cat up there. But that's scheduled to happen soon. They're also thinking about a mouse and a rabbit. It's archaic, isn't it? It's weird.
I don't like that.
They claim to have shot a monkey out of the atmosphere recently, although the news reporting on that shows one monkey in the before pictures and one different monkey in the after pictures. So it's like Soviet era cut and paste, you know?
So what happened to the original monkey?
Well, no one really knows whether a monkey went or whether there was just a case of mistaken
monkey identity. Yeah. Oh boy!
But they're playing around with their
okay. This is all animals. Silly.
Okay.
This is just
but
silly.
There was a famous dog. I will just tell you, who the first dog in space was a Soviet era dog called the Laika. L-A-I-K-A is how you spell it in English. Who went up in Sputnik 2, and dog did fine. These are the early days of space exploration, and we figured we'd throw some animals up there. November 3rd, 1957, Laika makes the famous rocket adventure. Doesn't do anything for you.
Nothing.
Nothing. It was to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. Does that help you at all?
No.
Okay. In Toronto... Finally, the three elephants at the Toronto Zoo, where they should have never been at all, are going to be moved to the PAWS facility. They're going to be transferred to PAWS Sanctuary outside of Sacramento.
Good news. Finally.
Finally. It's been a big fight with the associations and with the zoo, but, you know, why do you need three elephants in Toronto? So that's great news. They thought they would fly them, but now they're going to truck them. In two climate-controlled elephant transport trucks. It's going to take about 50 hours with a couple of veterinarians, food and rest along the way. So it's going to be fun to watch. I don't know. And India is looking at banning the use of animals at circuses, which is incredible when you consider the huge size of the country and all the struggles that India has in general society. That they are the Animal Welfare Board of India is recommending the ban after a 9-month investigation led by animal rights activists looking at 16 of the circuses found many, many abuses.
Yeah, that is a surprisingly huge step and a wonderful step.
Yeah, so we'll let you know when that comes to pass, but good for them for taking this seriously.
Good. Thanks, Peter.
You bet, Laura.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
In USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. Darrell Issa, Republican member of the House of Representatives and a leader of the congressional charge to investigate President Obama's handling of the Benghazi attacks, is reportedly scheduled to travel to Libya next week as part of that investigation. Obama supporters are reportedly trying to gain support among Democrats on the Senate Banking Committee to back Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Janet Yellen, laying the groundwork for her nomination to the top position at the Fed. Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president of the National Rifle Association, criticized the Washington Navy Yard on Sunday for being unprotected last week when a mass shooting left 13 dead. LaPierre said this is a tragedy that should not have happened, a memorial service that should not be taking place, and victims that should not be victims.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Angela Merkel is on a track to win a third term as chancellor in the German elections on Sunday after her conservatives scored their best results in decades. However, it was unclear whether or not Ms. Merkel could avoid being forced into a coalition with her leftist rivals. A pair of suicide bombers blew themselves up outside a 130-year-old church in Pakistan Sunday, killing at least 78 people in the deadliest attack on Christians in the predominantly Muslim southern Asian country. Islamist terrorists continue to be holed up with hostages at a shopping mall in Nairobi, where at least 59 people have been killed in an attack by the Al-Shabaab group that opposes Kenya's participation in a peacekeeping mission in neighboring Somalia. Foreigners, including three Britons, two diplomats, one from Canada, one from Ghana, were killed in Saturday's attack. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl.
Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. Try No-No hair risk-free by calling 1-800-351-5917. That's 800-351-5917. Or go to nonoradio.com.
The nation of Greece is facing more problems. First, its money problems, which continue. Now, its neo-Nazism. Here's IRN USA reporter Precious Watson.
The Associated Press reports violent clashes broke out in several Greek cities on Wednesday after a 34-year-old musician, described as an anti-fascist activist, was stabbed to death by a man who said he belonged to the neo-Nazi Golden Dawn Party. The musician's death drew condemnations from across Greece's political spectrum. As a result, clashes broke out on Wednesday between riot police and thousands of protesters holding anti-fascist demonstration in memory of the murdered musician. Greece's deputy prime minister, whose Socialist Party is part of the coalition government, said that the neo-Nazi Golden Dawn Group had, quote, surpassed every limit. With IRN USA News, I'm Precious Watson.
People in the southern